Take me in your arms and hold me and kiss me.
If I didn't mention it before, I'll mention it now. We are coming to that point of the program where the party is on the downswing, the guests are gone, and this is that moment you want to grab that person you love and just cuddle on the couch, just the two of you. All the lights are out with the exception of the lights of the Christmas tree. That is the mood that we are setting right now for the remaining half hour of Girly So Groovy. And it's a mood that I always absolutely love during the craziness of the holidays. Those moments where it's just the two of you and the Christmas lights are on and you're just catching your breath for really when it comes down to it. We just heard music from Quebecois indie singer-songwriter Chantal Chamberlain doing the song Let It Snow. That's from Chantal Chamberlain's 2019 Christmas album, Merry Christmas. And before that, it is jazz pop vocalist Nancy Wilson with a gorgeous track from 1963 called That's What I Want for Christmas. There's one part of it that feels like I said before, it could be a cocktail Christmas classic. Or I've thought, if I was a drag queen doing a cocktail party and I needed a lip sync, I would choose that. But the flip side of that song is the sentiment of all I want for Christmas is to be loved. It's just one of those songs where you want to grab the person you love and get under that mistletoe. That's for sure. All right. Like I said, we are going to continue with this. Just, you know, you and a loved one under the lights of a Christmas tree. This next set of songs, I feel like, dabbles in the sacred nature of Christmas and holiday music. But sometimes what happens, songs can get so overplayed, they lose the original kind of sacredness. So Silent Night is absolutely one of those songs where it just becomes so overplayed that you kind of lose touch with what it is. Carson Gray, indigenous singer-songwriter Carson Gray, breathes new life into Silent Night by bringing indigenous music traditions and language to the song, and it kind of shapes the song in a whole new light. So if I had one word for this next set of songs, it would be sacred, but still kind of in that vintage Christmassy kind of way where you're just sitting by the light of the Christmas tree and drinking all in the peacefulness of the season. So right now, Carson Gray with Silent Night, done her way here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices from yonder break. A new and glorious morn
music right there from a brilliant vocal talent and gospel trailblazer, Mahalia Jackson. That is one thing I love about doing this annual holiday extravaganza, to bring in just trailblazing voices like Mahalia Jackson. We heard, of course, O Holy Night. That comes from the album Mahalia Jackson Sings Songs of Christmas. And then on the flip side of that, something a bit more modern, Carson Gray, indigenous artist Carson Gray, with her take on Silent Night. That comes from Carson Gray's EP called Zeta Christmas, Volume 1. Just love the fact that she was able to mix indigenous language and cultures into that track of Silent Night, giving it a whole new kind of meaning and understanding. Now, if you are a loyal listener to Girly So Groovy, if you are a loyal listener that looks forward every year to this annual holiday extravaganza, you will know that I always make room somewhere in this episode for one specific track. I try and vary it up year to year, but I always make room for my absolute favorite Christmas carol done by what I think is the quintessential version of it. And I am talking about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas as performed by Judy Garland. There is something about this particular track that to me is the sonic equivalent of a Christmas card from a long lost love, or the sonic equivalent to a beautiful snow globe. And there's something about this song that always strikes home, because I feel like it balances the happy and the sad of the season. On a personal note, we've been dealing with family illness this fall and into December, and it's been tough. And this song takes on some extra meaning for me this year. So with that, let's dive into it. It is Judy Garland's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's a wish that I always extend from my heart to yours. Here is Judy right now here on Girly So Groovy's annual holiday extravaganza.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Joy, joy,
Okay, I have to get it together in the studio after that set of songs. I did not mean to end this entire holiday extravaganza on a downer note, but there is something just so beautiful about those two songs, and especially the two paired together, starting off with Judy Garland's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and then Tracy Thorn with Joy. That song just breaks my heart and puts it back together again. That is from Judy Garland's album, Tinsel and Light, and it is just a beautiful, beautiful song. Well, friends, we have come to the end of another annual holiday extravaganza. I need to just say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all of it to you. I want you to revel in joy, whether it's big parties or just a peaceful moment at home. Joy, joy, joy to you. A huge thank you to all of the stations that carry Girly So Groovy and make room for us all year long. But in addition to this time of year, thank you, thank you. For all of you listening on Mixcloud, hello and thank you. Don't forget, we are on Mixcloud. You can listen to 10 weeks worth of the show, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Instagram, GSG Radio, or Facebook, we're just simply Girly So Groovy there. Girly and groovy, ending with an IE. With this, I say goodbye for a few weeks. We're going to be back the week of January 12th with all new programming. But let's wrap up this annual holiday extravaganza. We're going to wrap up on a note of levity here on Girly So Groovy. It's going to be music from country folk artist Carolyn Mark. If you've got that person in your life where they've just got way too much stuff and you already kind of regret having to buy them any more gifts, Carolyn Mark's got a song for you. It's called Song for the Girl with Two of Everything. Closing out this year's annual holiday extravaganza again, nothing but joy. Joy to you from my heart to yours. Thanks for tuning in.
This is a song for the girl with two of everything. Calendar spins, sleigh bells ring.
Once it was a
family and snow. Now it's just my heart that's cold. Bloody Marys as we set up the tree. Each passing year, I need more and more, I fear. Twice the love, twice as high, twice the stars in the sky. It's a wonderful life, just wanna live it twice. Girl with two of everything. What do you get? The girl with two of everything.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. I'm Michael Stein. Some duck calls are so similar to those of other ducks, the species are hard to identify by voice alone. Others are instantly recognizable, like this one.
Oh, I'm just a crazy darn fool duck.
It's the voice of that famous cartoon waterfowl, the manic, lisping Daffy Duck.
You're despicable.
From his debut in the 1937 cartoon Porky's Duck Hunt, the gangly black-feathered Daffy was often paired with shy, stammering Porky Pig and bumbling Elmer Fudd. From the start, Daffy Duck was a cartoon original, wildly outspoken, volatile, and confrontational, truly daft. He paved the way for other screwball cartoon personalities to come.
Who is responsible for this? I demand that you show yourself!
By 1950, another Warner Brothers screwball.
What's up, Doc?
The wisecracking Bugs Bunny had risen to epic stardom. Daffy's insatiable ego cried out for revenge.
I'm not jealous, mind you, but it's just the injustice of it all.
The desperate duck soon chased after Bugs in one comic misadventure after another. And the frustrated Daffy has endured as one of the most memorable characters from the golden age of cartoons.
Well, here we go again.
The staff and volunteers at CGSF wish you a jolly,
merry,
happy,
joyful,
fantastic,
exciting,
fancy,
magnificent,
remarkable,
special,
white,
sparkling,
terrific,
stunning,
festive,
and
wonderful
holiday
season.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In April, volunteers gathered at Elijah Perry Park in Camden, New Jersey, to plant trees. The event kicked off We Grow Camden, an initiative to plant 3,000 trees across the city over the next few years.
A ton of residents stopped through to not just ask what we were doing, but to thank us for doing it. We shared food. We gave away some shade trees for folks that wanted to plant, you know, in front of their home. Yeah, it was a really beautiful day.
Justin Dennis is with the Trust for Public Land, one of the groups leading the project. He says in many low-income Camden neighborhoods, trees are few and far between. So the sun beats down on dark surfaces like pavement that absorb heat, making those areas much hotter than leafier suburbs nearby. Trees help cool cities by providing shade and pulling heat out of the air, and they also filter air pollution and soak up stormwater. So We Grow Camden will help reforest the city and train local residents to care for the trees as they grow.
Trees that are well-maintained along a block or within a community, they tell a story that a community matters, right? And that its future is worth nurturing. It's not just taking care of what's important today, but looking forward in that 50 and 70 years to say, hey, this is your place, stay here.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.